Well, lost last night in the excitement of the Steve Clevenger walk-off hit is the fact that Steve Clevenger is a native of Baltimore, grew up about 10 blocks from Camden Yards. And I got to imagine, Steve, somewhere in the past, you were a fan at this ballpark watching somebody walk off a hit.
Oh, definitely. I used to come to the games all the time when I was a kid. You know, a lot of exciting moments down here for me, a lot of memories, it's unbelievable to get a chance to get a walk-off hit here and play in Baltimore.
What were some of those big moments back when you were young and dreaming to be a big leaguer as you came to Camden Yards and watched the Orioles?
Cal Ripken was a big part, going out there and breaking the record, the 21-31 record. We had Eddie Murray, guys like that, just compelled, good ball clubs here in Baltimore and just made me want to be a big leaguer.
Now, as you sit here today, are you too humble to think that some youngster in the stands last night thought, wow, someday I want to be like Steve Clevenger and win a game for my hometown team?
I hope everybody thinks like that. Every kid that comes to the ballpark has dreams, and I hope they, fulfill those dreams and work hard to get, to get to where I am. And then, like I said, it's an unbelievable moment, to get a chance to play for your hometown team.
Okay, in baseball, there are no secrets. We all know that, especially with all the player movement. Now, tell us what Bud Norris told you last night about his former teammate that may have helped you in your at-bat.
He just told me that the guy misses in a lot and to try to get something middle in and just let it rip. And first pitch, he left it middle in, and I gave it a rip and snuck it down there in the right field line.
As exciting of a moment as that is, I would think you have to guard against being too amped up, right?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Like I said, we got a big game today. This is a big series. We can sweep right here and, take some momentum into playing Detroit.
It's only early May, but we're beginning to see some similarities from this team from back to 2012, the playoff year. And one of the things is the resiliency of the team. Regardless of what's going on, this team always figures out a way, if not to pull it out, at least come close.
Yeah, we're a good battling team. We're going to play it through, play the whole entire game, until we make our last out. We're never going to give up until our last out's made. And that's what makes us a good ball club. We're a good, scrappy ball club. Right now our lineup was a little banged up, but, we've been winning some ball games just not by giving up.
The other aspect of this lineup, which is very encouraging moving forward, is it's getting contributions top to bottom. In this series in particular, the lower third, you and Steve Pearson, Jonathan, big, big games, and that's tough for another team to defend.
Oh, definitely. For winning ball clubs, you got to have production at the bottom of your lineup. Middle of your lineup sometimes is going to struggle, and that's why the back of the lineup has to pick it up sometimes. But like I said, we're going to play together and move the line along when we're in there.
We look at things from our side as, wow, this team's getting out of roll. It's five straight wins now. You're 6 above 500, a season high. How do the players look at it when you're in one of these stretches?
We're just going out there playing, playing relaxed and playing loose. Like I said, we want to play good fundamental baseball and, just give it our best out there, go out there and play, our hardest and leave everything out on the field.
You have to be pleased that with this opportunity you're getting. Now, you caught a long game last night. You had about 10 hours in between, and you're catching today. It's good to be young, Steve, by the way. But what an opportunity. The team needs you to step in, and not only have you done that, you're performing.
Yeah, it's a big blow to our lineup. Weedy can't be back behind the plate. I'm just trying to do my best to fill in. I'm getting my work in and things like that. But like I said, it's a big, big blow to our team that Weedy can't be back there, but I'm going to do my best to try to step up.
As you see what has developed over this past week, the three-game sweep in Tampa, which is a tough thing to do, in particular with their pitching, and now the two really uplifting wins here, can you feel the team really beginning to come together and gel as everyone thought it might?
Oh, definitely. Like I said, we got a good group of guys, good clubhouse. Like I said, we're not going to give up until our last outs made. We're a battling team, and that's just the way the veterans approach it here. They expect high expectations from the younger players, not to give up, and we're going to be in it till the very last out.
All right, today there's going to be thousands of Little Leaguers here, so someday might we see a Little Leaguer wearing a number 45 Clevenger jersey walking around Pigtown as you wore a Ripken jersey way back when?
Oh, I hope so. That would be great. But right now, like I said, just be humble and just go out and play.